not enough for a wise man to study nature and truth, he should dare state truth for the benefit of the few who are willing and able to think. As for the rest, who are voluntarily slaves of prejudice, they can no more attain truth than frogs can fly. I reduce you to the systems of philosophy which deal with man's soul. The first and older system is materialism. The second is spiritualism. The metaphysicians who act into that matter may well be endowed with the faculty of thought that perhaps not reason at all. In truth, to ask whether matter can think, without considering it otherwise than in itself, is like asking whether matter can tell time. It may be foreseen that we shall avoid this reef upon which lock back the bad luck to shipwreck.